Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. I'm John Schaefer. In our strange new world of social distancing and broadcasting from home, we don't have currently the ability to, as usual, bring bands in for live performances and interviews, but what we do have are many years of archives. So we're going to set the Wayback Machine for 2009 for this episode of the Soundcheck Podcast.
The record by the public shouldn't be voting. How can you sleep at night when nobody likes the music we like? How am I supposed to sleep at night when no one likes the music we write? The record by the public, we hate them, this is our group versus Saiyan. Don't worry, we can take them, this is our group.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Humor in music, well, it's always been a dicey thing, but apparently the record-buying public does like Art Brut. The British art punkers, led by singer Eddie Argos, and I use the word singer loosely, have just released their third album of musical mayhem. It's called Art Brut vs. Satan, and it is full of some of the catchiest, most irresponsible rock you're likely to hear. They've brought their tales of bad behavior to our Soundcheck studio, and here is Art Brut to play the single from their latest album. It's called Alcoholics Unanimous.
Slapped on my face, I woke up confused. A bit concerned about what I've been up to. There's so many people I might have upset. I apologize to them all with the same group text. Bring me tea! Bring me coffee! I was up all night!
It's been up all night!
I've been making mistakes!
Lots of mistakes!
I'm hiding it well!
Not very well!
But I don't feel great! I've been up all night!
It's been up all night!
I've been making mistakes!
Lots of mistakes!
I'm hiding it well!
Not very well!
But I don't feel great! I'm trying to keep it on the QT. But something's gone very wrong with me. I don't know how long I can keep it hid. I'm having trouble forming sentences. Bring me tea!
That is like it really hurts.
Bring me coffee!
Stay up work!
I was up all night!
You've been up all night!
I've been making mistakes!
Lots of mistakes!
I'm hiding it well!
Not very well!
But I don't feel great! I've been up all night!
You've been up all night!
I've been making mistakes!
Lots of mistakes!
I'm hiding it well!
Not very well!
But I don't feel great!
Last night we tried to warn him!
Took me ages to get dressed this morning.
I was up all night!
You've been up all night!
I've been making mistakes!
Lots of mistakes!
I'm hiding it well!
Not very well!
But I don't feel great! I've been up all night!
Been trying to warn him!
I've been making mistakes!
It's Monday morning!
I was up all night!
Been trying to warn him!
So many mistakes!
It's Monday morning!
Bring me tea!
That is like it really hurts!
Bring me coffee!
Take it home, Uproot.
That is Art Brut live here in our Soundcheck studio, and the song is Alcoholics Unanimous from their latest record called Art Brut vs. Satan. Eddie Argos is the vocalist, Ian Katzkilken and Jasper Future the guitarists, Freddie Feedback on bass, and Mikey Breyer behind our drum kit. Eddie, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Yeah, good. It's good to have us. Thank you.
So there's an awful lot of drinking, drunkenness, and then hungoverness in Art Brut songs.
On this album especially.
How autobiographical is a song like that?
Very autobiographical. Well, actually, I was writing it about Mike. Mike looked in a really bad state one day, and I thought, I'll write him a song about how bad he looks. And as I was writing it, I realized I'm probably the same, if not worse. So we were Alcoholics Unanimous.
So has rock lost its sense of fun? I mean, is that what Art Brut is about, trying to bring that?
I'm a bit, I suppose. I mean, I write the lyrics. I'm trying to write them sort of conversationally. I want them to be like a conversation. So, we're trying to put like a bit of human humor back into it.
You know, because we had Jesse Green here talking about like how everything's overdone on Broadway. Everything's bombastic. And, you know, rock goes through periods, it seems, where it gets bigger and bigger and the ideas get more bombastic and stuff. And then someone has to come along and kind of skewer it a bit, you know, let some air out. Is that what you guys are trying to do?
Yeah, why not? that's what we're doing. Yeah.
But if you're going to do that, humor very quickly leads to the novelty act. So how do you avoid that?
Well, I mean, things like, I like Bob Dylan, and I think he's really funny sometimes, you know. You can be funny in a song without it being a joke, I think. So it's a fine line to tread, though.
And so how do you tread that line?
I don't know. Are we treading it? I'm probably the person that doesn't know. I don't know. I hope we're not a novelty band, I think. I don't know how we're doing it. But yeah. I just try and make them true, I think. Just keep it as true stories, I think. Mm-hmm. You can't really go wrong.
You said you wrote the words. Who does the music?
They all do the music together.
So it's a kind of a collaborative.
Yeah, I can't play an instrument. I'm the least musical man in the world. You're saying like I'm loosely singing and stuff, but I really am trying my best to sing. It's not meant to be half-spoken word. I'm trying to sing.
Well, you may be, if that's true, that you're the least musical person in the band, a lot of your songs are about music. Are you a music nerd? I mean, there's a song on the new record about, you know, how is it that I'm only now finding out about The Replacements?
Yeah, I'm probably a music nerd, yeah. And that's why it's so weird. I've only just found out about The Replacements. I mean, it's true, like 6 or 7 months ago, I heard them, and I'm like, this is the best band I've ever heard. Why has no one ever recommended them to me before? So I think people just, because it's so much what I like, I think people must have just presumed that I was a massive fan already and didn't tell me about it.
So when you heard, first of all, The Replacements, Minnesota-based, you know, punk band from the 80s, and as you say in the song, you know, some of these guys are as old as my parents. So when you heard them, what was the attraction?
I think they're funny in their songs, too. They're so human. They're like conversations almost, their songs, and they're funny and they're heartbreaking. They wear their hearts on their sleeves, you know. That's exactly what I like.
And do you feel that that's what, you know, whether the songs are intended to be funny or not, is that what you're trying to do with Art Brut?
Yeah, I mean, it's weird because I'm just reading a book about The Replacements at the moment, and everything that Paul Westenberg says about The Replacements, I kind of feel about Art Brut. So, oh yeah, I kind of agree with him.
We're speaking with Eddie Argos and hearing the band Art Brut. Their new album is called Art Brut versus Satan, and here is that song called The Replacements, not by The Replacements, but instead by Art Brut.
I've only just discovered The Replacements. How have I only just found out about The Replacements? Some of them are nearly as old as my parents. How have I only just discovered The Replacements? I've had one Zyrtec.
to Advil with the drink that made me feel invincible.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We're back with Art Brut. And if you want introspective songs about true love and the essential melancholy of modern life, well, this ain't the band for you. But if you like stories of drinking and fumbling attempts at sex, Art Brut's got you covered. Their new CD, their third, is called Art Brut vs. Satan, and they are here in our studio playing live. This song is from the new record. It's called DC Comics and Chocolate Milkshakes.
Especially hard when no one trusts you with a credit card. Now I love the taste of cereal. I have it for almost every meal. 10 people to one tea bag. I've never really got that bad. Not while we still had
DC Comics and chocolate milkshake.
Some things that always be great.
DC Comics and chocolate milkshake.
Even though I'm 28.
DC Comics and chocolate milkshake.
I guess I'm just developing late.
DC Comics and chocolate milkshake.
I never got over that amazing taste. I'm not sure what they meant. Peter Pan syndrome and arrested development. Now I've been working since I was 10, but the money's always spent on a bad weekend. From delivering post to serving beer, I've never had much of a career. So I made sure I was always near
DC Comics and chocolate milkshake.
Some things that'll always be great.
DC Comics and chocolate milkshake.
Even though I'm 29.
DC Comics and chocolate milkshake.
I guess I'm just developing late.
DC Comics and chocolate milkshake.
I never got over that amazing taste. With the girl in my comic shop. She's a girl that likes comics. She probably gets it a lot.
DC Comics and chocolate milkshake.
Some things that'll always be great.
DC Comics and chocolate milkshake.
Even though I'm nearly 30.
DC Comics and chocolate milkshake.
I guess I'm just developing late. I never got over that amazing taste. Sound things will always be great.
Even though I'm
28, I guess I just developed late. I never got over that sweet, sweet taste.
Art Brut, live in our Soundcheck studio. DC Comics and Chocolate Milkshakes, a version of that, of course, is on the new record called Art Brut vs. Satan. Eddie Argos, where did the name Art Brut come from?
It's sort of French for outside art. And I chose it to begin with, sort of with my tongue in my cheek. So I'd be like, people would be like, you can't sing. And I go, no, it's cool, we're Art Brut. We don't have to sing. So as time's gone on, it's sort of like self-fulfilling prophecy. We have become some sort of weird outsidery art band. So there you go.
Well, you do have singers. I mean, both Jasper and Ian seem to have decent singing voices. So yeah. Can't they give you lessons or something?
Maybe.
Futile.
I think. they've tried.
Well, now here's the thing. If you want people to understand the words, the more you sing, inevitably the less people understand. Sure. So do you even want to sing?
I wouldn't mind singing a little bit, I think. Yeah, just to have the ability now and again to sing a chorus would be nice, I think. But, you know, I enunciate. It's fine.
So Art Brut, so the suggestion of outsider art, and then there's the new album title, which is Art Brut versus Satan. Mm-hmm. Why?
People always say, oh, Art Brut, you either love them or you hate them. And that's such a cliche that I thought I'd embrace it. So I've decided if you hate Art Brut, then we hate you back and you're Satan and we're going to get you. So that's it. I did think of the name first and then sort of work my way up to why we should be called the album that. But yeah.
So you guys are Art Brut. You're also AB0, right? You're the 0 year franchise.
Yep.
Last time you were here, there were maybe a dozen or so Art Brut franchises. Now, like,
I think that was more. They've grown for a while. There's like 50 or 60, I think.
What is this thing?
Well, I felt a bit bad because I think Art Brut's a really good name for a band. So I kind of felt guilty that we'd taken it. So I said we should share this, you know, with other people. And I sort of half jokingly sort of said it and got on the internet. And then all of a sudden it gigs. Kids started giving me CDs, going, oh, like, I'm Art Brut 7. Oh, I'm Art Brut 3. I'm Art Brut 100. I was like, oh, wow, that's cool. And then, but I had to tell some of them, like, there's like 9 Art Brut 100s. Like, oh, no, you're not, I'm sorry, you're not Art Brut 100. They live in Reading. So yeah, it's funny. There's a bit of a mess.
But the band We Are Scientists.
Art Brut 47.
They're, yeah. Art Brut 47.
Yeah, and we are scientists too. We're their only franchise.
And is this a lucrative business model for you guys?
No, it's more of a commune. There's no money comes to me, unfortunately. I might start charging.
Speaking of love him or hate him, you can decide for yourself which side of the fence Frank from New York comes down on, but he leaves this comment. Can't you guys create your own sound? It's all been done in 1977 on the Bowery. So I guess he's referring to the CBGB's scene. I mean, is that...
we're doing our best, all right.
You guys, it's a little before your time, yeah, but so still, the echo of that music.
That's nice. I like some of that stuff. Yeah, it's good.
So let's hear another song from the band Art Brut. The album's called Art Brut versus Satan, and summertime is coming, and it is that time, even in a dim economy where kids go looking for summer jobs.
Yep.
So this is one of those write local but think global kind of songs, isn't it?
I write about my summer job. I used to live in Bournemouth near the beach, so I'd get jobs every summer, and I'd hate them. And I just decided one day that I'd rather have no money and just hang out on the beach. So that's I don't want to sound like a hippie, but this song's about...
Actually, you sound like Eddie Cochran.
You
sound like Summertime Blues.
Well, I've nicked some of his lyrics for this song as well. So that works out.
Let's hear it. It's the band Art Brut with another live performance on Soundcheck.
An early start. I spent the morning hiding in a car park. Oh yeah, I'm so laissez-faire. Sometimes I'm not even there. If you want me sober and straight, I'm afraid I'm gonna be a little bit late.
Get another job. Get another job.
On warm tarmac, fire me, give me the sack, bare feet on warm tarmac. And all weekend, can't remember the last time I saw my friends. Don't think I can take much more of this. In the staff room I feel like an anthropologist. I know exactly what to do. There's just one cure for the summertime blues.
Get another job.
Fire me, give me the sack. Bare feet on warm tarmac. Fire me, give me the sack. Warm feet on bare tarmac. We'll be right back.
job, then I found a job. Heaven knows I'm miserable now.
Musical tale of woe from Art Brut called Summer Job, and they've been playing live for us here in our studio. That song appears on their latest record, Art Brut versus Satan. Quickly, Robert from Freehold, New Jersey writes, your flavor is very much old school, which is good. I hate all this bollocks being passed off as punk these days. Punk was always tongue-in-cheek. Cheers. Robert sounds like he's from Brixton instead of Freehold. But, all right.
Take that, Frank.
Eddie, to you and the band, thanks so much for being with us this afternoon.
Thanks for having
Lots
me.
Of fun.
You can't talk to members of the opposite sex. He starts to talk. They start to look perplexed with his eyes on the prize and just a glass at her breasts. He walks over and he says...
You've been listening to an episode of the Soundcheck podcast from our archives. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. You can see and hear much more on our website. Check it out at newsounds.org.